CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Another hospital in Midwestern Ontario is going through reduced hours for its emergency department today. With more, here's Adam Bell.
The Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance confirms that the emergency department at St. Mary's Memorial Hospital is closed today. The St. Mary's ED will be open from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday before closing again until 7 a.m. Monday. Huron-Perth Healthcare Alliance President and CEO Andrew Williams says the decision to reduce hours, while difficult, is the safest when looking at the overall provision of emergency care across the region. For CKNX News, I'm Adam Bell.
The Seaforth Emergency Department was closed Friday night, but returns to their regular operating hours today. Ontario's public health units are using a variety of tools at COVID-19 vaccine clinics to make babies and preschoolers comfortable when shots become available next week. The province announced Thursday that appointments for children aged 6 months to 5 years old can start being booked next Thursday. In York Region, smaller clinics are making conditions as comfortable as possible for families and their children through longer appointment times, accommodations for breastfeeding parents, areas for strollers, and coloring sheets. In Niagara Region, kids will get a small toy to keep them distracted while getting their shots, and will get to pose for photos with a superhero backdrop after. New details about the extent of the Rogers disruption are included in a filing to the Federal Telecom Regulator. They range from media outlets unable to produce news broadcasts to outages for all customers and critical infrastructure such as hospitals and energy providers. Rogers says it could not have restored emergency services any faster during that outage that affected millions of customers across the country. The company says the extent of the problem meant the only way to restore 911 and alert services was to tackle the issue at its source rather than specifically target those areas for priority repairs. In sports, an offensive barrage by the Toronto Blue Jays, Danny Jansen homered twice and Raimel Tapia had an inside-the-park grand slam in Toronto's series opening 28-5 road win over the Boston Red Sox. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. belted a club record tying six hits as Toronto set a franchise high for runs scored and came within 2 runs of the modern major league mark. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers remained perfect. Zach Kolaros threw 2 touchdown passes as Winnipeg improved to 7-0 with a 24-10 road win over the Edmonton Elks. Edmonton hasn't won a home game since October 12, 2019. Matthew Tkachuk is now a Florida Panther. The Calgary Flames sent Tkachuk and a conditional 2025 fourth-round pick to Florida for forwards Jonathan Huberdeau and Cole Schwint, defenseman Mackenzie Weegar, and a 2025 first-round selection. Tkachuk also agreed to an 8-year deal with Florida, reportedly worth $76 million. Chance of showers for today, a high of 30 degrees. Tonight, a few showers or thunderstorms expected, a low of 19. More showers tomorrow, a high reaching 25, and on Monday, sunny skies, a high of 23.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.